Hey everybody, it's Mo Lucy, and welcome to our College Diaries series. And today I would like to discuss anxieties of the first day. And everybody has these, the first day of college, what is it going to be like? But for somebody who's visually impaired or blind, a lot of times the anxieties that we have aren't similar to those of our peers. And what I mean by that is sometimes our fears are based around mobility challenges, interactions, lessening awkwardness between us and our professors or our peers. And so I would like to come in and give some suggestions on how to minimize some of these situations. May not be able to completely eliminate them. In essence, we really want to just try to reduce them. And I will say, the first time I went to a big university was a very stressful day for me. And all the things that I will suggest to you, I wasn't able to do. I went to a university that was far away from where I was staying, so it wasn't a place that I could go, and it wasn't a place that I knew. My first suggestion is to try to get some O&M training prior to going to the university. And this alleviates some of your concerns because you'll know where things are, you'll kind of get a sense of how things are set up, and at least have a few landmarks that you can go to. But unfortunately, my first day, I had literally moved to the town the day before with my family. And my husband was able to help me get to my first class. And then that week, I was able to get some O&M training. But I would suggest trying to get it prior to that. A lot of times on campus, it's very difficult your first day because if you don't know the structures of the buildings, if you don't know the structure of the room numbers and how they increase or decrease, whether odds are on one side of the hallway and evens are on the other. And in my case, my university's numbering system is unique because it'll just go up one side of the hallway and down the other. And what I mean by that is room 100 is next to room 101, and 102 is next to 101, and so forth, until you get to the end of the hallway, and you might be at room 121, and across the hall now is 122, and then it goes back down, or it goes back up. So it's very unique because normally we have the odd and even scenario that most people are used to. So that threw me off my first day of school because I wasn't really able to figure out where my classroom was just based on the number. And when I began college at a community college, they actually numbered each building, and there was four buildings. So the first number of the room number was actually the building number. So if you knew which building that was, that gave you a clue as to which building it was in, at least. And then the next number was the floor. So if it was 3102, that meant that it was building 3, floor 1, classroom 2. So try to read into those numbering systems as well to give you a little bit more help with finding those classrooms. And if you can find some type of landmark that's by your classroom, say for example, my classroom is the first one next to the elevator. If you can hear those elevator doors opening and closing, you know that you're very close to your classroom. So always utilize those sounds. In one of the buildings that I was in, there was they called it the pod. Provisions on demand, which was basically an area where students could sit, but there was also areas for food. And it was a very noisy part of the building, and I had a classroom very near to that. So once I heard that sound, I knew that I was getting close to my classroom. The other thing is, when you first begin college, your first day, the campus is very busy. There's people everywhere, there's book bags, and all kinds of other obstacles in your way that, as you'll notice when the semester continues on, there won't be as much traffic. But everybody else is looking for their classes too. And if you're somebody who needs to get up towards the door to read the Braille signs to figure out which classroom is yours, this becomes very difficult for you. So that's why I would say that you should try to get some O&M training beforehand. So at least you know that your classroom is possibly midway through the hallway or at one end or the other, so that you have some sense of how to get to it. And I would also say that if somebody offers you assistance in helping your classroom, I would definitely take them up on that. And that was something that a lot of the other students were very courteous in doing for me, because they can see it as well that there's so much in the way. There's backpacks and people and just there's all this noise, and it's very difficult to really find where you're going. So I would definitely ask for help if you need it. And you want to make sure to lessen some of that awkwardness by getting to the right classroom, because that's even more awkward, is getting to the wrong classroom. So those are my first tips for the first day and to try to lessen those anxieties. For more information, visit us on www.blindabilities.com.